Saturday morning, we continue here on the Experts Program, and Edward King of Alliance Career Training Solutions back visiting with us. Good morning, Edward.
Good morning, Mark.
I want to remind everybody you'll be back here in just a few hours, about 3 hours or so, with Business Sense Radio. We've been talking about how to start your own business, and we're going to feature that once again today.
Yes, and even if you're running a business, it's good to go back in and just think about what inspired you to do your business. So,
but today we want to talk a little bit about Tableau. What is Tableau? How do you spell it first?
T-A-B-L-E-A-U. Tableau.
Okay.
As in, Tableau. Yeah.
But the L's silent.
Yeah.
What is Tableau exactly?
Yeah, right. Well, you know, the reality is with computers and everything that we've got going on, our businesses here in the area are getting swamped with information. And as that information keeps growing, it becomes more difficult to get, you know, valuable information, good reports to help you stay healthy. You've got Excel spreadsheets. You've got SQL databases. You've got a mountain of history and so forth. What you should be asking, what's next? And that's that Tableau. What is it? It provides fast, analytical, and on-the-fly business intelligence. BI is the new word and where the world is going. It provides visualization so you can analyze virtually any type of data structure, provide highly interactive, beautiful graphics, dashboards, and reports in just minutes. All you have to do is ask the question and boom, there's your answer. Every business has data, and you have a lot. You've got inventory reports, sales data, customer data, HR information, accounting information, and the data is becoming more and more complicated to analyze and connect the dots. You know, right now it takes many man hours to create separate but unfortunately unrelated reports, and then it's hard for you to take that time putting it together to get the big picture, but Tableau is really the answer. You know, there's no need to write code. Anyone can use it with proper training, which is what we are providing right now. It works with all your sources: Excel, SQL, SharePoint, Salesforce, Oracle, QuickBooks, IBM DB2. Many of our users have that. Google Sheets, just to name a few. I've counted over 75 connectors, meaning different software sources that are listed and included in this. It allows your business to create that visualization. It gives you the reports from that diverse mountain of data, and it's easy to work with in ways that Excel have not been able to do. Over 50,000 companies in our area in the Western United States use it, and unfortunately, and I know this to be true, so does your competition. So don't be left behind. It's your next step for your business. So contact us. We've got great classes and an excellent instructor for it.
Now, are these licensed programs, these Tableau programs that you're talking about, that you have to, okay.
Yeah, it's not free.
All right. So if you have to get a license, let's say you're a new business and you've just gone into business for the first time and you need to get these types of programs, but you have no idea of how to go about it. Mm-hmm. Is this something that you can advise people on to show them? These are the programs you need and we can help you get these.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I do want to caution that in regards to this is that it's building on a mountain of historical data. So, you know, the new businesses out there, please, you know, don't spend your money on that. Spend your money on building your business. But if you've been around 4 or 5 years, or a lot of our big ag companies, actually, those are already our clients and using this software. And if you want to build, if you want to grow, and if you're tired of spending unnecessary many, many man hours to just like try to mentally connect the dots with these different Excels and your database and your accounting data, and it's all streaming data, but it's all not connected. And that's what this stuff does.
Okay. Now, if you're just going into business for the first time, you could use maybe a little consulting. You can help provide that as well.
Yes.
But what would be the most essential programs that someone would need in starting a business?
Starting a business, you need accounting software, and you need Excel, and you need skilled people to be able to do that. I'm working with a business that right now that has been in business 5-6 years, but it's always struggled profitability because they don't have good accounting staff. The accounting staff kind of running rampant. They really don't have the skill set, so they're guessing. And number one area I see that hurts businesses is their accounting.
So are they just spending money willy-nilly?
Not only that, they're spending money in areas that are not building, no return on investment, and they're getting behind on their bills. And then what they do is they take new debt to pay off old debt. If you're going to take on new debt, it should be investing in your future, not trying to cover up your past. And that means from the day you start a business, you should have accounting data. And I know it sounds like extra work, but the reality is you have to look for the long-term picture. And accounting has really got to give you the information accurately and timely.
What is the one thing that you found that businesses spend too much on, particularly new businesses, and they really don't have a handle on their accounting or what they're buying?
I think that's a good question. In terms of where they're spending their money, they could be buying beautiful office furniture,
right,
as an example. They could be out there buying new trucks, as an example, instead of just leasing or finding something used. So what they do is they do all of this on debt. So what happens is they're banking their future, but they're not growing because they're not spending their money in the right way. The keys for a small business is skills in the ownership, meaning being able to run a business, skills in the staff so that the sales and customer service people are given correct and good directions on what it is that the company sells and what the company supports. And then in the last one that I mentioned is delivery. You've got to have internal staff that produces and delivers the products, services that you are saying that you're going to deliver. So you really have to say what you mean, and say what you do, do what you say, that kind of thing.
And if you're going to buy like certain office equipment, like a big copier, well, rather than buy it, maybe it's better for you to lease it and have a service contract with the company that actually owns the equipment rather than buying that yourself.
Well, you know, that was certainly valid 10 years ago. I think today, right now, the reality is people don't buy copiers. Right now, you've got those all-in-one printers, and it's probably better and less expensive if you don't get inkjet, get laser, and then just buy four or five of them and distribute them throughout your company so that it's not required that you buy a $4,000 or a $2,000, you know, centralized printer slash copier slash fax slash so forth. Because right now, those kind of businesses, they're very, very tenuous in terms of their output dollar-wise, and so they can't make long-term commitments. They just need to buy smart now, realize in a year of profitability, they can afford better equipment, right, and better furniture.
I think what we've done here is we lease two printers that are all in one printers. One is color, the other is black and white.
Uh-huh.
And this company has always done that over the years. They have not owned that type of equipment because they also saw that technology changes very quickly.
Yeah.
If you buy something, you're going to feel the urge to not replace it for a long, long time because you feel that you have so much sunk cost
invested
in it.
Right.
Yeah. So you're better off, I think, when you do the leasing on some of those.
True. And over the years, I definitely agree. Right now, I believe we're at a plateau of technology. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, where's the next technology going? AI.
Right. Now, here's the last thing for you, going back to the furniture.
Yeah.
I have a high school friend who went into the business of reselling used furniture, office furniture.
Uh-huh.
Where does he get it? From businesses that did the wrong thing. They bought all new gear when they went into business.
Right.
They went out of business. He picks this stuff up for 10 cents on the dollar and
That's
turns
right.
around and sells it back to you at 50 cents on the dollar. So that's one way to get some very nice office furniture.
Buy it used.
Yeah. And a lot of times you get really good stuff for half the price of what you'd pay if you bought it retail.
Do you remember when Cambridge Plan went out of business?
Yes.
They had mountains of that stuff.
Oh my God. I knew someone who worked for Cambridge Plan. Folks, we're going back 30 years here. But I knew somebody who worked for Cambridge Plan, and those folks spent money like water. I mean, they used to talk about it, about all the kinds of things that they did and the money that they were spending. And they had that Cambridge Plan was like a diet, a powdered diet mix.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and what ended up happening with that was, I think, an FDA report came out and
60 minutes. Remember 60 minutes?
That's right. 60 minutes did a program about it, and they went from the penthouse to the outhouse in like a week. That was the end of that.
And
business.
So did everybody that worked there or
exactly.
was a distributor or whatever.
Right.
Many people got hurt. But the reality is, don't overspend early on, build up. But back to our software offering on the Tableau is growing businesses. You need to handle that data and get the analysis that you need. Connect all the dots. Contact us for training.
Sounds great. Edward King of Alliance Career Training Solutions has been our guest this morning. He'll be back with us in 3 hours on the Business Sense radio program. If you want to get in touch with Edward, it's alliancetrains.com. And Edward, the telephone number.
It's 831-755-8200. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4.
Thanks, and we'll see you at 1:30.
Thanks, Mark.